Seeing your face. Yeah. What have you been doing? Where have you just been? And what does your face look like?
A lobster.
So we take a picture of it now to show everyone your lobster face. Welcome to the first and possibly last Try My Sutra podcast, the podcast of those inept, of aptitude, of any sort of athletic ability, as we struggle and make our way through the world of triathlon and other athletic pursuits. That was the Moogle star talking about her face and the fact that she's just completed about 7 kilometres, maybe 8 kilometre run along the seafront and has come back and has lobster face, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. It's delightful. Okay, so this is the first podcast. What this is about is it's about two people who aren't particularly athletic. We're not going to win any medals whatsoever.
That's not you!
But we enjoy kind of keeping fit. And I've recently done a sprint triathlon for the first time at a little place called Arundel, which is in Sussex, in England, the UK. And I did it in a grand total of 1 hour, 37 minutes, 35 seconds, I believe. And I was very proud of myself because never done one before. Had no idea how to train for one, really. I just did a bit of swimming and a bit of running and a bit of cycling to sort of prepare for this event. And Moogle Star has now decided that she's going to attempt one after the effort that I put in. She was quite proud of me, to say the least, and it inspired her. I like to think that I was her inspiration.
Lobster face.
For her foray into the world of triathlon. So I think it might be an opportune moment to bring in the Moogle star, and she can tell you a little bit about her training regime. Okay, so we're set out now in the garden, and the Moogle star has returned from her employment for the day, and I can see you have a nice beverage there. Is this part of your training regime?
Yes.
You're having a nice beer.
Yes.
I am having a small glass of cool beer.
Because it's quite warm here today, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've got the Race for Life coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk about sort of your estimated time of arrival, because this is the second
time in July. That's what I'm aiming for.
Are you?
Yes.
Go on. Give me a prediction. How long do you think it might take?
It
it's quite a hilly course, isn't it?
It is, and I I think it's going to be hot.
It's going to be a scorcher.
Scorchio.
Scorchio.
I don't know. I'm thinking... Oh, I don't know.
What would you be happy with?
Half an hour.
So 30 minutes on the nose.
Well, really, it should be under that, shouldn't it? 5K. Should be,
yeah, but it's hilly.
29, 28 minutes.
You've got a massive hill. Do you go around that twice?
I'm not sure.
Because we've kind of done a little bit of the course, haven't we? And it was once round the park is 3K.
Approximately, yeah.
So it's going to be near enough twice round, isn't it? They might shorten the course and not go up as far as we do.
Are people going to find this interesting?
What?
This.
Yeah.
This nonsense of you shoving a microphone in my face.
Oh, missus. Yeah. So how have you been preparing for this race?
Preparing.
Tell me what
I've been trying to get into the mentality of a marathon runner. Don't laugh. It's the same. It's all the same upstairs.
What is this? Is this the Moogle Star
School
of Philosophy?
And now the Moogle Star School of Philosophy.
Have you become a bit of a guru?
I have. So if you... Basically,
right.
The thing with running,
yeah,
is...
What's the thing?
Whether you're running for a bus or whether you're...
What if you've got a runny nose?
Or if you've got a runny nose. Or you're doing the marathon.
Yeah.
Right, the thing is...
What's the thing?
You're not going to enjoy it. It's going to hurt. And you've just got to get on with it. It's not going to get worse. You're not going to... Well, it might get a bit worse. That's a lie. It could get worse.
What could?
The pain.
Uh-huh.
And the suffering.
Yeah.
But you're not going to die, really. Most people don't die. So you just got to kind of think...
What is it, like 1 in 10 don't die or something?
Or do die? And it's... You've got to get in that... frame of mind where you think, okay, my legs are hurting,
yeah,
I'm out of breath,
yeah,
could be having a cup of tea,
yeah,
but no, I'm gonna
push on
and do that extra couple of meters.
Yeah, and that's your philosophy, is it?
Yeah,
it's good philosophy.
You only live once.
That's true. So why not just spend it sat in front of the telly eating crisps?
Well, I ask myself that same question frequently.
Yeah.
No, you've convinced me. That's it now. I'm not going to do it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We've given up on exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have the same philosophy, in fact, of eating crisps.
What's that then?
Go for that extra packet. It's not going to kill you.
It's only fat.
It's only my ring of lard.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I think you were actually being a little bit more honest there than you were letting on about kind of like how you look at exercise.
In
as much as you do try that bit harder probably than I do. I kind of get a little twinge in my knee or something and I just give up.
Well, I set myself a goal because I find that people fall into two different kind of categories from my vast experience of exercise.
Yeah.
Those that... Oh no, I've forgotten now. I think it's the beer. Hang on, what do I think again?
People fall into two categories when it comes to exercise.
Oh, yes. No, I know what I was going to say. Because you change the goalposts when you run. Don't look at me like that. You do. And I don't change the goalposts. So...
When you're running,
When I'm running.
When you're shopping, it's different.
The goalposts are very flexible. When I'm running, I run to a set kind of goal. We've agreed it. I'm going to do that distance.
Like last night, for example.
Well, that was in my head. I might not have shared that goal with you,
right.
But in my own head, I was thinking, I'm going to run to my big Babylon. And then,
which is a hostelry just beyond our normal running route.
Correct. So I thought, that's where...
For the listeners.
That's where I'm going to run to, and that's it. But some people, they don't really have an ultimate goal. This is the other people. And they start their run, and they kind of see how it goes, and you kind of fall into that group, because when we've run together, it's like, you say one thing, oh, we'll run to so-and-so. And so, in my mind, that's how far I've got to get without collapsing.
That's what we said last night.
Well, we didn't really agree, did we?
Well, you said, oh, we'll do the lock loop. And
yeah,
I did the lock loop,
really,
and then you just carried on. If I'd known that we weren't going to do the lock loop, if we were going to do a bit more, I would have paced myself differently.
I was doing all the Mackerton signs to you, way up ahead, giving you the sign.
What, from 100 feet back?
Yeah. The sign was...
What's that sign?
That sign that you can't see, listeners, means...
We'll do a
me, go, you further.
What's the
Big Babylon?
What's the Mackerton sign for Big Babylon, then?
So, in my head, that was our ultimate goal. And may not have shared that with you.
Yeah.
But being my husband, I feel that by now...
We don't talk about that sort of thing.
Right, fine. I expect you to know those things by osmosis. It's expected. But you fall into that category of, I'll just make it up as I go along, and I'll stop when I want, and I'll carry on when I want.
I go more like with the Zen school of sort of like training, where you're kind of more in tune with your body, and you have to respect what your body's telling you. And sometimes, yeah.
It's telling you to eat chocolate.
Yeah, sometimes it does. And I think you have to listen to it when it says that.
Yeah, but doesn't that happen to you on a daily basis?
But that's because I'm an almost an elite athlete, I feel. Yeah, and the odd bit of chocolate, you know, it's just like, I burn it off like that. It's kind of like, you know.
Have you looked down recently?
So, your training at the moment is, you went out last night, you've got the big race on Saturday, it's now Monday. What are the training you're going to do this week?
I'm going to do the double loop.
What's that?
I'm going to practice the route that I'm actually going to do on Saturday. I think that's always a good idea.
So you're going to go...
To familiarise...
You go to the park?
The route that you're going to do.
When are you going to do that?
Friday.
You're going up there Friday.
I know, it's a bit dodgy, isn't it, going the night before the actual event, because they do say rest up, but...
Yeah.
I'm a fool.
Well, you can't go Friday.
Why?
Because you're babysitting.
Ah, but I can go during the day.
Ah, I like
it. I might go earlier.
I like where you're coming from.
So, that's my plan.
So I'm not doing it with you.
No.
You're going to go up there by yourself.
Get mugged on the way.
Yeah?
In preparation.
Super. So, your prediction for Saturday, 5K.
Under 30 minutes.
Come on, give me figures. Figures.
29.45.
29 minutes 45 seconds. Let's see after the event, maybe during the event, I'll chase you around with this, and we might do an outside broadcast from the Race for Life on Saturday. But anyway, thank you very much, Mughal Star, for your words of wisdom.
You've been listening to Try My Sutra.
Try My Sutra.
Try My Sutra.
I thought it was Try My Sutra.
No, you changed it. It's going to be Try My Sutra.